me, high school was a time where I think back of with good memories, because it's a time where it's sort of clear where you what direction you're going, and there's not too many choices. You just want to enjoy the experience, being in a classroom with other friends, and taking any subject that you thought was interesting. It became a little bit harder at the end of high school, where especially in Holland, you have to immediately decide what it is that you want to do at the end of high school. Whereas at the time, I had a good experience where I wanted to be doing all kinds of different things. But when you go to college, you have to make up your mind. And science, by that time, for sure, was the direction that I wanted to go in. I don't think I early on wanted to do physics. I sort of went through the usual thing where first maybe I wanted to work with animals and things like that. But I remember a rather specific moment where I saw on television a program. It was called Key to the Universe. And this was after a series of discoveries in particle physics and in cosmology and about black holes. And this program interviewed people like Hawking, like Ed Hoft, who later became my advisor. These were all famous people already at the time. And I saw all these things about quarks, which I never heard of, these elementary particles, which were given colors, red, green, and blue. And they were doing all kinds of interesting things, and I wanted to know more about what was going on here. And so that whole picture of how both the smallest structure in our world and the biggest structures like cosmology were somehow interconnected, that was a big eye-opener for me. As a child already, one can only but wonder about where how does everything work, and even wonder about where do I come from, and where does the world come from. And the fact that one can start to understand some of these questions just by thinking about how it all hangs together itself is already a miracle. And I think many people have said this. Einstein, I think, has a quote saying that, yeah, the most mysterious thing about nature is that one can understand it. Science gives a perspective on what the world is around us, and there are many lessons that are that we've learned that are quite important for how we're going to organize society and what kind of decisions we'll make over time. Of course, science matters also in terms of making discoveries that lead to new technological applications. But in the current times, I think, for example, with understanding what how evolution works, or global warming, the most important thing to keep in mind is that how much you learn from a given class depends all on your own, what you do yourself. Becoming passive is not going to do it. You have to be active and be your own motivator. And then you can find the people that you find stimulating among your professors, and often those type of interactions are the ones that really can propel you forward.